With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. It's been clear that the 2021 legislative session at the Montana Capitol will look different amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But it wasn't clear how different until yesterday. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports that Republican state lawmakers are planning an in-person session, rejecting mask requirements and allowing lawmakers the option to tune in remotely.
Lawmakers were offered four options by legislative staff this year: to hold the session all in person, in one of two hybrid models, or to hold it all remote. The Joint House and Senate Rules Committee voted along party lines Wednesday for the hybrid option. Senator Jason Ellsworth, a Republican from Hamilton, carried the amendment. It creates a COVID-19 response panel led by Republicans with broad powers to deal with virus-related issues after the session begins. He defended having an in-person session.
I would imagine we are going to have members that are going to get sick. It's possibility to have members that die. But that possibility is there regardless, even if we're here or not. But the one thing we can do is come together and serve the great people of Montana.
During the Joint Rules Committee meeting Wednesday, more than a dozen Montana citizens, business owners, healthcare professionals, and lobbyists urged for a full remote session or public health orders in the Capitol, like a mask mandate. One person spoke in support of an in-person session. Stacey Anderson is with the Montana Primary Care Association.
We witnessed the devastating impact of this illness, including deaths of our patients and family members. We believe an in-person session is a risk that the leaders of our state should not take at this time.
Katie Wright is an elementary school teacher in Helena.
Our children watch what you do. You make the laws that the rest of us follow, and you follow. Why do we have regulations? Why do we have mandates? Why do we have laws for the common good?
Jill Steele is the CEO of Pureview Health Center in Helena.
We are completely overwhelmed, and as the cases in our community increase, we become more overwhelmed and will eventually be unable to provide medical, dental, and behavioral health services to our patients.
Lewis and Clark County public health officials have recommended the 2021 legislative session be held remotely due to concerns of COVID-19 spreading. The rules for a hybrid session approved by the committee this week allow lawmakers to vote and participate in hearings and bill debates via a video chat platform. The rules state that lawmakers cannot be required to get a COVID-19 test or vaccine. Senate Minority Leader Jill Konauer, a Democrat from Helena, said that lawmakers should be taking proactive measures to prevent the spread of the virus, and that it's possible lawmakers will end up spreading COVID-19 to their home communities.
A plan should have been made for people engaging in this, and we should have protocols in our rules for how we will behave as legislators.
Senator Steve Fitzpatrick, a Republican from Great Falls, spoke for his caucus against Democrats' proposal to have a mask mandate or postpone the session.
We've worked very hard, I think, to come up with protocols to enable us to have a safe session. I would also like to point out, I don't think it's really possible to delay the session. We have to do things like pass a budget.
Democrats also raised concerns about a change in the rules language that would make it optional for committee chairs to take public testimony by electronic means. The public can still show up in person if they want to testify this session, but they'll also have the option to call in, email, or video chat testimony during a committee meeting. The original amendment said committee chairs must take testimony by electronic means. It now says may. Again, Senator Ellsworth.
We may have to limit testimony depending on technology and how it's, able to function. So I didn't want to put a must in there and get a committee tied up.
Democratic Representative Robert Ferris Olson objected to the amendment, saying it could limit public access to committee meetings or force people to come testify in person.
We keep talking about the ability of individuals to exercise choice and make their own decisions, yet this amendment that you just mentioned seems to put all that power into the hands of the chair.
The amendment was approved on a party line vote, with Democrats voting against it. Ellsworth's amendment creating the response panel and remote rules will have to go before the full legislature for a final vote on January 4th. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.